Bird watching is always in season, especially in winter, and there are few better places to enjoy a wide and colorful variety of wild birds than the Beaver Meadow Audubon Center in North Java. I spoke to resident naturalist Mark Cara during a recent visit and can attest that we saw every bird mentioned in this interview and more.
What kind of birds do you usually see in the wintertime here?
Well, right now we have, three kinds of woodpeckers, the downies. We have the hairy woodpeckers, red-bellied. We have a white-breasted nuthatch today. I saw American tree sparrows, a lot of dark-eyed juncos. They're interesting because they don't come to feeders until winter. Blue jays, beautiful blue jays, mourning doves, which some like, some don't. What else can I say? Cardinals, which are certainly people's favorites.
And you can actually go into the building and watch them from the windows without scaring them away.
Yeah, it works out real well. There's a couple of vantage points you can use either down low or up high in the building.
At Beaver Meadow, they understand the importance of feeding birds in the wintertime. And Cara has a few simple guidelines for those who want to feed and watch birds in their own backyards.
Do you have suggestions for people about how to get really good results with their bird feeding efforts?
It's a little complicated, but a lot of it has to do with people who make mistakes of putting poor quality seeds out, which draw the birds they usually don't want, like house sparrows and starlings. So a high quality seed may draw in the kind of birds you want. Picking specific seeds for blue jays with nuts and a suet and things like that will draw in, you know, that group of birds that like to eat those sorts of things. So really learn what the birds eat.
How do I get cardinals?
Well, with cardinals, black oil sunflower is their favorite without doubt. So any kind of feeder that will distribute that would work for them. They tend to be rather domineering, so you're going to see that certain species of birds will be chased away by them. Fruit of various types. So if it's summertime, you want to help birds, plant native plants with fruits like raspberries and blackberries and blueberries. Those are the things they really enjoy.
What other good tips do you have for people who have bird feeders and want to make sure that they're accessible and they see birds?
Well, looking at where they are, there should always be a staging area for the birds. Might be a fence, might be a tree or a shrub. Nearby, but not too close to hide predators, so the birds can come, stage, look around, and then go on to the feeder. Too close to a house will draw certain birds you may not want. Further away from the house may draw the birds that you want.
Cara also stresses that it's not that hard to keep squirrels and other animals away from your feeders.
There are feeders that resist that. We have one out back behind our center that a heavier animal that sits on the perches will end up closing the feeder. Having some sort of a guard beneath it, whether it's a cone shape or a cylindrical shape, will ward off certain animals, raccoons and squirrels and such.
It does seem that there are ways.
There are ways, and you have to do your research. You have to understand the birds where they feel safe, and then put your feeder there, put the right kind of food.
Western New York is one of the best places for wild bird watching in the Northeast, thanks to our proximity to migratory routes, the Great Lakes, and the Niger River. Bird lovers need to take advantage of that fact, whether they set up their own feeding stations or simply enjoy the birds in the wild. For WBFO News, I'm Elizabeth Licata.